And just this thought before we take care of things for this week, regarding the Sayreville High School seven perverts, punks, whatever you want to call them, certainly not human beings. And I know what we talked about in the earlier segment, but my beliefs are what they are. This whole story has been a sad study of just how lacking of character way too many people are. When you turn back to when this all first came out and the superintendent was addressing a meeting of parents and residents of Sayreville, when he explained what happened and said the actions he was going to take and referenced caring about the victim, there was actual laughter from some of the so-called adults in the room. We have the district superintendent who is now considering eliminating the football program completely, which, keep in mind, Sayreville has been a strong team in New Jersey, so there'll nevertheless be still some parents who won't be happy about that and probably even blame the victim. The superintendent, to a point, has been unable to meet and question the football team coaches when asked by members of the media if they could have access to the locker room to see if they could validate the claims that the coach couldn't see where he says he couldn't see. That's been all denied. So the school has not been cooperative with trying to at least bring out the truth. When you look at the how much anti-bullying programs have been stressed in New Jersey, we've referenced this a couple of times this morning, one small little caveat to that sense of urgency. When you have the schools report on themselves how they're doing with anti-bullying programs, human nature being what it is, well, what do you think? Too many of the school administrators are going to say, you know, we really stink at this. We're really failing at this. No, they're not. They're going to say we're doing fine. Leave us alone. Send us more aid. So as we unfortunately have to say way too often, as we hope for the best possible emotionally and physically, spiritually for the victims, because we all know this one that we know of is not the only one from this so-called hazing, which the continuation of calling it that is sickening as well. This was a crime that was committed against innocent children. But nevertheless, hopefully something positive and something productive can be the result of this disaster that's happened to way too many lives.